friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all over you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out. Good morning. Well, or good night. I don't know what time it is. Here we are. We're recording.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
It's time to talk.
Time to get
it. Well, whether it's morning or night, yeah. I'm tired.
I know.
We're not recording, are we?
We are. Oh. I woke up at 3, you guys. And my brain was like, a million things going on. So,
wow. Is everything okay?
Did you have to wake up at 3 or you just woke up? Your body woke up at 3?
I just woke up and my brain was like, it's time to start thinking.
Normally, your body normally wakes you up at like 5.
Yep, 4:57 actually.
Yeah.
And 56 seconds.
So does my body wakes up at 4:20.
Interesting.
Wow. Wait,
my body's telling me it needs something.
Is predilection a word? Does that mean something?
That's funny. My body never wakes me up at 4 anything because my body says, no, no, no.
Go back to bed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then when I finally like drink my ass out of bed at around 5 something, maybe 6 o'clock if I'm lucky, I get coffee, and then the world is a good place again.
No, my brain just is like, here we are. Go.
You know, you have a busy brain.
I do.
How do you turn it off?
I close my eyes.
That works for
I hit the pillow, I close my eyes, I'm pretty much out.
That's crazy.
But then it kicks up.
Yeah.
At a time when you don't want it to.
Only at 3 in the morning.
Yes, when you'd rather be asleep for another hour.
Yeah, sure. At least. So we're running on 2 mm-hmm. cylinders.
Well, yeah. Today it's okay because we have reinforcements.
We do.
So the 3 of us are only running on, 2 cylinders, we got Mega Mom.
Yes, we do. We have Mega Mom.
With years of experience.
I wonder what the percentage of people have an easy time going to sleep, but have a hard time staying asleep.
Oh, that's a good question.
That's what I wonder.
Yeah. What do you do, Mom? Do you go to sleep easily?
I can fall asleep in meetings.
Do you fall asleep on a city bus, like in the middle of the day?
While I'm driving my car, I have to be very careful.
Sure.
But it's the staying asleep that is burdensome.
Have you ever had like a Fitbit and had it like monitor you and does it tell you like, oh, you were in deep sleep and then you were in?
No, I've never had that.
Oh, it's interesting.
My mother barely got a good phone. Like there was a time when she came to visit, got on the plane and she had her phone, her old phone. And the guy that was doing security asked her if it was a walkie-talkie.
It was one of those, like, shoeboxes.
Yes.
With the antenna you pull out.
That's her phone, a couple of years ago.
What? How did you keep that in functioning order? Like,
obviously I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, it lasted that long. What kind of pocket would you need?
You know what?
She had a big purse.
Oh, okay. I was like, is that why they make cargo pants?
Because one day I discovered I had hammers in there and screwdrivers.
Oh,
and my shoulders hurt so bad.
It's like her shoulder was hurting so bad. She's like, what? Like, I don't know what's happening. Should I go see a doctor? But, my shoulder it feels so bad. Then why did you have to go through your purse?
I can't remember. But I pulled everything out of it, and I actually had things like hammers in there.
And you forgot the hammer.
It was so heavy on her shoulder. That's why it was her shoulder.
Oh, guys, I am so curious now. Can you take a hammer through TSA?
Absolutely not.
You could not.
But where does it say on their website that you're not allowed to bring anything that could...
I brought knitting needles on an airplane, and this was like, not that long ago. I was shocked that they let me do that.
I'm surprised.
I wish you were knitting. Yes.
Now?
Grandma.
I don't believe they would let you bring that on the
No, internet. No. I'm talking like a few years ago.
Oh,
Grandpa.
I mean, we're talking
2020s.
But they were like the big, they were like thicker than a pencil. Oh. You know, I still could have done some damage.
You could still shoot that through somebody's temple.
Sure.
And
I was shocked. I'm like, okay, I'm being honest about it.
You know what? I don't know. We were having a discussion earlier, but like, I've eaten so much garlic before, like in a hot yoga class, I could raise my arms and I'm pretty lethal.
Would that be funny? Like a gas, like green gas comes out of your armpit and just like kills people immediately.
If you've ever taken a kundalini yoga class.
This is Valerie's superpower.
A kundalini yoga class. They go through these garlic cleanses.
What?
Where they eat garlic. I don't know how much, but it's a lot.
And then they all go do yoga together?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that sounds like
when
a
they do the breath of fire, they do the breath of fire. You have to absolutely, I don't know. I quit it because I just couldn't.
Why are they doing this? Yeah.
They think it's a cleansing. They think it cleanses your system.
I do.
It probably a lot of does. Garlic. It probably does, but to be a part
no,
of that would
it.
Be...
No. I don't know. You know, like, I am all for, like, hey, honey, I really want that garlicky garlic thing, so we should share it. Because then, you know, like, I can still kiss on my man if we're both garlic infested.
Yeah. Well, there was a time Ben and I would, I mean, we loved getting the big, huge of cloves of garlic,
oh,
the
yeah.
big ones,
and then roasting.
Cutting the top off,
oh,
pouring
so
olive
good.
Oil in it,
oh,
some
so
salt,
yummy.
Then we put tinfoil over it and bake it. And we might have even put some balsamic in it. I can't remember. But you would,
and then what did
you
do
would
with
it? Bake
so
it. And then you take those garlic cloves out and put it on like a yummy piece of bread
and just
spread
it like butter.
With a little salt on top.
Yes.
It was so good.
Does
but I bet
good.
I, you know, Ben and I smelled pretty bad after that.
But you didn't care because you were both
stinky. Yeah. And then it was at the time, too, where I could drink a lot of wine. So we were like up all night talking about the world, how we were going to change it, eating garlic spread on bread, and drinking cheap wine. We're like, yes.
With rice.
This is how the world's going to be.
Don't you miss
and
those
then,
days?
Yeah, I do. Idyllic, fun days.
Now and I drink expensive wine, and I'm like, yeah, it's all fucked up.
Well, I tell you what, if I were to do that today, my body would be wrecked for a week.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Whether it's cheap or expensive wine, it wrecks me.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
Okay, well, it's a what do you?
And we have a special guest with us today. Courtney, do you want to introduce?
This is my mother, Susan Beck, and I'm so happy she's here. She's visiting for the week. Kylie's graduating, and she's here for that and just here to be
my buddy
and my pal.
She's awesome, and I was so excited when Courtney said she was coming up because she used to go, Courtney and I used to go on our morning runs, and when her mom was in town, she would come with us, and so I have not had mom time in a long time. So I'm excited.
There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, I love it. Well, Susan, you will give us another perspective on what you would do.
Well, it's, you know, the old person's perspective, and that's...
I would say the wise person's perspective. Well, you've got experience that, you know, I don't have. I'm excited to hear what you would do. And I do want to say, we're just a bunch of girlfriends talking, like what we would do. We're not counselors.
We're your grandma, your mother, and your friend.
That sounds like a bad joke.
No.
Walked us to a bar and we got drunk.
And we had garlic.
And
cheap wine.
And we fixed the world.
One, what would you do at a time? So
okay, so we had a couple of letters.
Yes, this first person's alias is not a fan.
Not a fan.
Yes. She, how long
have
you been together?
Dryer?
2 years.
What's that?
Are you a blow dryer?
You're not a fan. Are you a blow dryer?
Oh my gosh. Let's see what they mean. We'll see. We'll
try to figure this out.
You sassy little thing. Okay. So my boyfriend and I have been living together for 6 months, but we've been together for 2 years.
when we first got together, he was caught following multiple girls on OnlyFans.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. I told him it made me uncomfortable. So he told me he stopped. However, when I was looking at his laptop to check my bank statement, he had left his open and I saw that he had charges for Feet Finder on his bank statement.
I mean, I can guess.
You guys, it's a dream of mine.
Continue on.
I'll share you my dreams. Okay. Yeah. When I confronted him about it, he told me that he switched to Feet because I was uncomfortable.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to remember.
OnlyFans.
Okay, so like you're like, it's a dream of mine. I just switched into Rapunzel. I have a dream. Could you imagine if one of the guys in the Disney Rapunzel things with Have a Dream was like, then I'll be on Feet Finder.
I don't know exactly what sells on Feet Finder, but I'm going to sell on Feet Finder.
It's a dream.
They have webbed toes. Just one set is webbed. It's genetic. Yeah, so like my...
One of the set. One of your sets.
Yeah. That. So of my five toes, two of them are partially
connected. I bet you swim like
that. Everybody says that. Everybody says that. And have you seen me?
Yes, I have seen this movie.
Do both feet match?
It's pretty cute.
It is cute.
Do both feet match?
No. So you maybe that's why I always veer to the left.
There you go.
Oh. My foot propulsion.
We all want to start checking our feet.
I finally solved my biggest problem in life.
Okay, I'm sorry. I digress, and I did not mean to.
To be on Feet Finder. So, what's going on?
So, basically, what she's saying is her boyfriend is your future client.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I think my feet are really special. I want to share them with the world.
I mean, I think I'm really special. Okay, sorry. Continue on. I'm so sorry. I love this creative person. I'm not a fan. Go for it.
Not a fan. Her boyfriend switched from OnlyFans, which can vary from...
Was that the end of the letter?
Yep, that's it. Okay. What should I do? Now he's... You know, he's switching to this other, and I don't know that Feet Finder is like.
Is it a porn site? Like, it's, OnlyFans can be pretty porny.
OnlyFans can range from being yelled at, I guess, to full on spread eagle, if you want it.
Well, like, and I think the question is,
Feet
like,
Finder is just feet.
Well,
right?
What does she consider
is
inappropriate?
Is it a financial thing?
Like, yeah, I mean,
that's true. We don't know. Is the violation?
Because it's probably all kind of sexual in nature, right? Feet, women without pants, or, you know. Women, I don't know what the other was.
Like, how removed are feet? Is it sort of like, are we saying that feet are removed enough from, you know, like, is this like saying, oh, I really love birds, so I'm going on to a bird site to look at birds?
Well, okay, so I think what it is, so, okay, if you're willing to lie about OnlyFans, I get that, because it's like, that's really naughty. Mm-hmm. But it seems like he's covering up something as mundane as feet, which, is that naughty?
Or is like, he covering
so
it
what
up?
Is, like, what because, more is he covering
because,
up?
Well, I'm sure he's covering up because it's naughty, because he is doing something naughty with it, right? Mm-hmm. He's probably masturbating to feet, which is a sexual nature. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, for her, she's like, it's just feet. It's okay. He can masturbate to that. But what I'm not comfortable is him masturbating to somebody, seeing somebody's pussy. You know, it's like one or the other.
Yeah, well, I get the impression she's uncomfortable with both.
Yeah.
Because she said she caught him.
Yeah.
Charges.
And that's the thing, is like, if he is being...
Sneaky.
That's the key word.
She doesn't like it. And why doesn't she like it? Because it's almost like being unfaithful, right? Is that kind of...
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so I think... So what I'm...
And how much energy is he pouring into this versus her?
Well, what is he looking for in the feet?
Well,
I'm curious. I've never met anyone who had a foot fetish.
People do.
Yeah. I've never met anyone.
I guess I think it sounds like her problem is more along the lines of...
It can be very sexually gratifying for some people. And feet are very erogenous.
Well, has anybody ever made a standard for what makes a foot...
Beautiful?
Sexual?
Absolutely.
At least they can be very sexual. You've done research.
What is it that makes a foot beautiful?
What is that foot doing? Is that foot sliding into a stiletto? Is that foot sliding into
toes and,
an orifice?
Long toes.
The hands could do more than feet.
Feet have receptors in them. So
no, feet. Like, you guys, there's your ears are highly erogenous, but so are your feet.
Yeah, your hands aren't quite as erogenous.
Is it?
They're not. They're for working.
Yeah, they're working.
Do you hide your feet more? Right. Is it one of those things where you never see feet? Unless people wear flip-flops all the time. I can't see.
Yeah, I let my toes go.
I don't know. I think that her thing is that it sounds like this is of a sexual nature. It sounds like she expressed to him, hey, listen, I'm uncomfortable with this. It does sound like he was trying to be respectful. Mm-hmm. But, okay, I won't do OnlyFans.
But also, I need some kind of a fix.
But it sounds to me like where my biggest problem in this situation would be along the lines of, okay, she did a great job of saying I'm uncomfortable with this, blah, 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 blah. It sounds like he was like, oh, okay, I'll stop doing that. He was trying to be open to it. But where it gets a little bit shaded is along the lines of then he switches to, feet finder. He basically is like, okay, I won't do that here. But that he just assumed that it'd be okay to do it someplace else. And I think he knew that wouldn't be okay with her either because he didn't.
Because he was hiding
it. Exactly. So the sneaky nature is what I think is probably where there's more problem is. The sneaky nature of it, the lack of good communication.
Anytime you're hiding something from your partner, you have to ask,
why?
What's behind that?
Yeah.
And that's what I think is the root of the problem.
Exactly.
What if she confronted him and said, this makes me uncomfortable, but what I'd be comfortable with is showing you pictures of my own feet?
Yeah.
Could we trade? Could you stop doing that? And tell me what kind of pictures you want to see of feet, and I will provide them for you because then it could be more of a thing.
But what if he's getting off on the fact that he's doing something
not supposed to,
supposed to be doing?
And he's looking at other people's feet.
Right.
I think that's the sneaky nature that's is he getting off on the taboo-ness of his sneakiness?
Yeah.
Some people do that. And if I got the impression that that's what was going on, I'd be like, thank God you're just my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Peace out.
We can sever this relationship very easily.
I don't know, because that says a lot about a person's character.
It does. I think that says, I could care less. I'm never going
to eat
somebody else's yum.
Yeah.
Who's to do that?
Right.
Know?
But yeah. if they enjoy being devious and sneaky.
The sneaky is bad. So I think you'd have to
That's a problem.
So I think that's what she would have to do is because maybe he thought he wasn't being, maybe he was just like, oh, you said you didn't like that. So I stopped doing that. And, I thought feet were not, because I can see how in OnlyFans, it could be you don't know if I'm looking what I'm looking at, but in FeetBinder it's just feet, so I didn't know. So I still think there's definitely opportunities for conversations. I wouldn't say, oh, it's over right now, but I think you definitely need to get some understanding and then get to the heart of the potential sneaky.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, just at this point, sneaky is sneaky, and life is too short to deal with mysteries with your partner.
Absolutely.
I like that answer, Valerie.
Okay, Susan, I want to hear your perspective.
What do you think is going on?
Are we being too harsh?
No. I it's a hard one for me because, I don't ever think of feet. I don't. Except when they hurt. I have a hard time. I would have a hard time being jealous about it, I think, even because I wouldn't know what to compare my foot to.
May I ask you a question? So if you had a partner who who you very much enjoyed. And they said, listen, I'm super into feet and I find your feet very attractive and sexy. And if your partner was like, you know, I was wondering, would you be willing to like, you know, splash your feet in the bathtub and maybe like, could you, you know, walk your feet up and down my legs, or could you, you know, like if they had requests of you.
I was just picturing that.
Like if your partner was like, I mean, I guess that's a question too, like, I'm gonna open up this can of worms. Like for you, you're like, I could give a care about feet. If you want to go have fun with feet, that's fine with me, because they're not, that doesn't feel like a thing to me. And honestly, I would rather you watch someone else tiptoeing through the tulips with their feet than trying to get me to get involved in that. Like, I'm okay. You just do that. Like, I think that would be okay too. But I mean, where are you at with that? Like, what would be okay with you as far as that goes? Would you want to be the one providing that stimulation for them? Would you want to tell them they're not, that they can't have that stimulation? Or would you be okay with them getting that stimulation from someone else?
You know, I think whatever your partner wants, you certainly want to be accommodating.
Yeah, within your
realm of comfort. For me, the difficult thing would be, you know, there are a lot of things to worry about in the world. And you're asking me to worry about your interest in feet. I don't know.
I love that perspective.
Everything else that I need, and you want to go look at somebody's feet, well, have fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
As long as
you
are. You
can look at mine anytime you want. As long as you ask me to take my shoes off.
As long as
you know what I'll even let you do? If you want, you can rub them. Did you want to, like, cut my toenails?
Okay, that just went too far.
No, yeah. I'm all into this. I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how I can get a mani-pedi out of the whole thing. I mean, like, you know what's hot? Have you ever
Have you ever used a pumice stone before?
Oh, wait, let me stop. Do you want me to say that?
I want to take a picture of that.
She's like, do you want to pumice me?
She's also like in this in squatting the position while she's saying.
Oh my god, the visual of it is so bad.
It's so bad.
It just made it sound like I'm all like, I'm going to start an OnlyFans page right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
It's pumice. It's all about pumicing.
You know, it's all about the pumice.
That was pumice.
Fans. Yeah. Well, there you
go.
Okay. Okay.
I would recommend that he become a shoe salesman.
Oh my god, that'd be awesome.
Wasn't there some Jerry Seinfeld where the shoe salesman, he smells while he sells. He takes your feet and is like, and look how beautiful it is.
I'm going to go on a tangent here. Okay. Because I never do that. So we were swinging by the motorcycle shop gear spot. And I was trying on a new jacket to, you know, when I skid out on my bike, I'm not going to tear myself up. Yeah. And anyway, I took my purse off and I left it hanging on the rack next to it. And so we were out in the car, you know, when we went to leave, I was like, oh crap, I left my purse inside. So I quickly got to go run into the, grab my purse, you know. And I made the mistake of walking into the shop next door, which was this used video game, like,
use-it
shop. Yeah. And it smelled just like you would have expected it to. Like, unwashed 16-year-old boy.
I was like,
that's exactly what was like. I walked in there, and I knew exactly what that smell was. And I'm like, whoa, did I just walk into a round of D&D? Like, oh, I did not know we were hosting D&D at the house tonight. Okay, all right, let's do this.
What are these 40-something-year-olds doing in this?
Yeah, I don't know. I just walked in, I'm like, my purse isn't in here. I'll just be leaving and going to the next door. I was just thinking about that.
It's a smell you never forget.
You don't. No, like, you know, everybody who's raised teenage boys knows the smell I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'll never forget the first, like, fifth grade all-boys sleepover.
Oh, my God. I remember.
They don't know about deodorant yet. Okay.
No, and okay, this is going to sound terrible, but I had a can of aerosol spray deodorant, and I'd make the little girls do it too, because, man, they can be just as nasty when they're, like, going through their change of life. And so I remember, like, okay, we'd be going to the amusement park, you know, Silverwood, and I would be like, okay, guys, I've got six of you in the car with me. Everybody go upstairs, two squirts each pit, go. Just go. Before we get in this car, because I am not going to survive the 45-minute
box
drive to
in
get
a
there.
BO car.
Hot box with all your pits.
Yeah. No. Oh.
My cat hot box.
Good times.
Nice tea, by the way. It was nasty.
Their butthole's always showing.
Okay, so what's the next one?
The next one. Call me mommy. I could say that so many ways, but you can interpret how you
want. Can we all take a second to say it our own special way? We're going to start with you. Call me mommy.
Oh my God, no, you just nailed it. I can't beat that.
I know. You know, nobody can, you never go first, Valerie, because nobody can.
I didn't actually do my real one. Okay. No, go ahead.
Okay. So how long have you been together? 8 months. And what challenge are you experiencing? My husband's wife passed away 2 years ago with two elementary age kids to take care of on his own. I was his oldest daughter's school teacher at the time his wife died, and we bonded quickly afterwards and got married only 6 months later.
What?
His daughters call me Miss Kathy, since that's what all the kids at school refer to me as. But his mother thinks that's absolutely terrible and that I should enforce having them call me Mom. I even overheard my husband lecturing the girls about calling me Mom a few days ago after his mother lectured him. I don't think it's appropriate to make them call me Mom, but he is agreeing with his mother, and it's caused a lot of turmoil between us. What should I do?
That's a tough situation.
Yeah, because I think you should let kids call somebody Mom or Dad in their own time.
Absolutely.
Especially after their mother died. I mean, I think that's pretty. I don't know if that's okay to force kids to call somebody Mom.
I think she's on the right page, and I think the other people are kind of being a little insensitive to the kids.
Yeah, they're forcing something that's a non-issue. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah.
What's the point of, like, making them call her Mom?
Mm-hmm. And also, like, I'm a stepmom, and to be quite honest, I love the fact that my stepson decided to call me Mom on his own. You know? Like, and because it's way more special. Like, he calls me Mom now.
Oh,
and
I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah, he's been calling me Mom for about a year, which is pretty awesome. But, you know, but it's like, it was never a, you know, it was never a requirement, but he just started doing it, and he was like, and he caught himself calling me Mom, and he's like, yeah, I like that. And so.
And how long did that take for him to get to that place?
About a year and a half.
Yeah, see, I think 8 months sounds like too late.
Yeah, that's really soon. A year and a half.
Yeah.
Well, and if you're a comfortable enough person and it feels right, like, they will accidentally do it and it'll feel
right. And that was exactly what happened. He was like, he just called me Mom one day, you know, and I know I'm a bonus mom. Like, I'm not his biological mom, and I never want to take her place. And that's not my spot to do that. I'm an extra.
Maybe. And sometimes, like, they may never call her
Mom. And that's okay.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
They may, like, my stepfather, I never called him Dad to his face, but I always called him my dad.
Yeah.
To everyone else, he was my dad.
Yeah.
But I...
Did you guys ever have a talk about, like, hey, what are you comfortable with me calling you, or vice versa?
No. It just was a natural thing. So,
did it ever feel awkward to you? Did you ever have to, like, make a conscious decision, like, on how you need to refer to him? Did you ever have, like, awkward moments where you're like, oh.
No, I don't think so. Okay. I mean, it just was naturally to call him his name.
And let's just give your mom some props here for well done.
The only thing I would say about this other case is the Miss in Kathy, you know, Miss Kathy. That is, to me, a little strange.
A little formal.
Though, I mean,
the people that I've known, like just depending on what part of the country you live in, and it, we don't know what part of the country they live
southern.
In. It could be southern. Like that's pretty common way to refer to your teachers or your
But if they're young enough to,
elder adults.
That's like that. If that's a teacher, that's what everybody's calling her. So
yeah, so they're kind of like, they're keeping her in teacher role in the home. Maybe
yeah,
that's
maybe
what the mother-in-law is uncomfortable about. Like,
but
she's not
like
your teacher.
But it sounds like you're policing things that don't have to do with them. Really, honestly, this is about the stepmom's, you know, relationship
with the children.
The children. And the children's relationship with her.
Yeah.
And so
I wonder what
those three
kicked
people,
that off.
Those three people all seem totally comfortable with what's happening.
So why are they intervening?
Why are the other people who have nothing to do with it butting in to something that's working for the people who actually
So should she have a conversation with her mother-in-law?
Absolutely.
And say
about boundaries.
Yeah, kind of like, and I would approach it with love. I think that they are trying to be we're trying to look out for you, but sometimes people will protect you in ways that you're like, please
and
don't.
I don't know the other dynamics. What if there was some issues, you know, with the mother-in-law and the biological mom? What if she's like trying to just snuff her out? Who knows? Who knows what that dynamic was? Mm-hmm. But it's ultimately not her right to say.
No, this is really
how
honestly,
a relationship should. That be like someone telling Brad what my term of endearment should be, like how he should refer to me. Like
absolutely.
You just wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, that's awkward. Making a not awkward situation.
Yeah.
Awkward.
The thing that bothers me the most about the whole situation is that the husband is trying to make it like, is obviously getting pressured by his mom. Mm-hmm.
And
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
His first obligation is to his now wife.
And I think that's something that is so important, as hard as it is for parents. I know that within the next decade, I'm probably going to be a mother-in-law. And I might not always love all the choices and decisions, but I don't get a say in that.
No,
you know what I mean? And I need
not.
To butt out. And if they want to ask for help or my insight, then I can say something. But otherwise, it's none of my business.
Yes, it's true.
Bothers me that the husband is still beholden to what his mom thinks, because that's going to carry over into so many other areas.
When your kids, and you're going to have to walk us through this because we haven't experienced this yet, but when your kids get married, they are leaving your primary home and entering into another core. How does that?
Yeah, what is that
what
like?
What is that like? Is it hard?
Well, I don't think that your relationship with your children ever changes.
I agree.
I mean, and the terms that you use are the terms that you use. If Courtney calls me mom, that's what I want to be.
Yeah.
I like that. I like her always thinking of me that way.
As your mom.
Yeah.
So, but how does it feel like when you enter, when your children go into a new family, like, she needs to honor her husband and when your child's immediate family changes from being with you to being with a spouse and their own children, that's gotta be hard. Like how you seem to have done it very gracefully and everything I've heard through Courtney and stuff was done
or
beautifully.
Even like, I mean, like sometimes like parenting
parents.
Well, your adult children are parenting their children, and you may not totally agree with what they're doing.
Well, I think if you don't agree with what they're doing, it's because you see something that isn't comfortable to see. But, you know, I have not had that experience with either of my children.
That's cool.
I mean, they have both been great parents. But I think sometimes the thing that changes or can change more is the relationship of the child to the parent. I think that's more likely to change than the feeling of the parent to the child.
So can you explain that a little bit more? Walk me through that a bit, please.
Well, you know, I think, I mean, when I look at my two children, I have one child who I don't talk to a lot. And he's just a person who's busy and in his life. He has his child, and his relationship with me is close, but we don't communicate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I talk to Courtney every week. She calls me every week.
Would you say that that's consistent with when they were living as, you know, young adults or children in your home? Has that shifted at all?
I think Courtney's been the more stable relationship I've had.
But was she like, were you guys really comfortable talking a lot and just chatting, but maybe your son not as much?
I always felt like we were. What do you think?
I feel like we've always had a very
open relationship. Yeah.
You know, and that depends on age too. I still communicated a lot with my parents when I was a teenager. There's, you know, certain things you don't say. You're not going to tell, like, yeah, I totally went out and got so drunk last night.
Do you think some of it might be also that you're the older child, and so...
Maybe. I think also
I think it's personality. I think it's gender. I think it's so many things.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. I think that personality doesn't really change that much over your lifetime.
I
think that that probably is pretty stable.
Well, and I think children, when they're in... having problems, they will open up in ways that they won't if they're busy with their life and
things are going on. You're still mom. They'll still, when they need mom, they, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm that kind of way. When you need mom, you need mom.
And they will, he will be really open when he's in trouble, which is good.
Beautiful. That's what you want as a parent. You're like, I always want to be your safe spot.
Yeah, I could always... not deal with consistency if I felt there was a problem.
And he knows that you're the person to come to.
With me,
Yeah. So I think in this scenario, I think that is the biggest crux of this issue, though, more than anything else, is that the husband and his mother don't have a healthy dynamic.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's probably going to... that's probably the issue that needs to be addressed more.
And they're not respecting.
And that, I have to say, that is a very hard position to be in as a new wife or a wife any. Or
to be helping a family through a very difficult grief
or
process.
Trying to, I don't maybe know that he sees that there's a problem with his relationship with his mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how do you... confront him with that and say, I see that this is what's happening.
Early on, and like in our marriage, I had no idea that the dynamics that I had were off.
Sure. Yeah.
No idea, because my parents kind of treated me like their marriage counselor.
Oh my God, you were so bad.
And so I thought it was totally normal to have them call me every other day and break up their most recent fight or talk them off a ledge. And that was normal until my husband pointed out, like, that's not normal and that's not okay. And I was like, "What? You don't do this with your parents?" And he's like, "No, my parents would never put that kind of pressure and stress on me." And it took a while for me to like set those boundaries with my parents, but I did need an outside perspective, and it was really emotionally exhausting, and it was taking a huge toll on me and my husband.
Well, and it was a long process for you to be able to establish those boundaries. Like, it was a long process for you to be able to.
It was only, I would say, a couple years before it was like, and I just reinforced those boundaries because that's not going to change about my parents. But what has changed is that I don't permit that anymore.
Great growth there.
So yes, and he was really like kind and loving and supportive. I'm like, this is really hurting you. And I hate to see you hurting.
Yeah.
He was like, oh.
Well, it's so nice that
it
you
can
are
be done well.
Yeah. And as, I mean, you are kind of an open person. So you were willing to listen and hear.
You are a total helper.
It's like, different though, like if somebody is not willing to.
Yeah, and that's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah.
And this person is experiencing, like, you guys are trying to help with a problem that's not a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. That's what we got to say about that.
Yeah.
Just being like, you know, stay in your lane, you know, politely remind them to stay in their lanes.
Yep. I think it's boundaries issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
The mother-in-law and the son. Like that they need to figure that out.
And also the wife needs to, you know, and between the wife and the husband a little bit too, because I mean, he is jumping on the bandwagon of trying to take care of something that's not a problem for her and that's not impacting him.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, I'm texting Corbin. He's got like emergency.
What's a Corbin emergency?
No, actually, he's so sweet. I asked him to run me an errand, and he's like, "Okay, give me details." So it's my emergency that he's being so good and following through on. He's like, "I love you, Corbin."
Nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Those were interesting.
Yeah.
They were good questions.
I love talking about
Thank you for asking us questions.
Yeah, keep them pumping.
Pump up the jam. Yep. And go to our website.
MyPerfectRomance.com.
Yeah. That's
We're on Facebook now too.
And eventually we'll do things with those more regularly. Send us your love stories. Send us your what would you do's. If you are interested in interviewing as a couple.
I know.
Listeners
who called in. So
yeah, I love hearing those.
So we're going to be getting up extra early.
Oh, that's fun. I like it.
I'll probably be sleeping through the interview.
As she does.
You're so funny, though. She's not moving. She's sleeping.
She'll look like she's awake. You need to look over, and her eyes are totally like
glazed over. That's impressive.
And you don't even know because she'll be answering questions. She'll say, "Yeah."
She goes on autopilot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know she's asleep because her eyes are closed.
That's impressive. I'm just multitasking. I'm really good at it.
You and I both slept through a lot of college. So.
And you can tell because she'll move position. She'll first like start sitting up. And then she'll move to the sitting on the floor like she is now. And then you look over and she'll totally be laying on the floor.
That's true. So we're getting closer.
I know.
That means we need to say goodnight.
Yes.
Good night. So,
yes. Thank you for listening.
All right. So.
Good night.
Bye. Silly.
I'm going to guess 4.